Okay, let's give him some more love. That is a great song. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. So I want to thank everybody who helped put this this service together this morning, because Naomi wasn't here today. And so it was really cute. I was listening to voices going around, reading their list. Okay, this is what's mine to do. And it's just so beautiful to watch it all come together. And we've got Lisa in the back, brand new, first time. Hi, Lisa. She's the short one down there waving. And Jess. And Tony's watching over her. Thank you, Tony. Okay, so this morning I'm talking about beyond otherness. But I want to start with a joke. And this woman died. She went to the pearly gates, and out there outside the gate was Peter. And she said, "Oh, am I in heaven?" And he said, "No, not yet. You have to spell a word." She said, "Oh, what word do I have to spell?" He said, "Spell love." She says, "L-O-V-E." He said, "Welcome to heaven." And so then he said to this woman, he said, "You know, I have to go do something. Will you please stand guard here over the gate?" She said, "Well, what am I supposed to do?" And he said, "Well, whoever enters, just ask them to spell a word. If they spell it correctly, welcome them to heaven." And she said, "Oh, I can do that." And so he left, and in the next moment, she's looking, and up comes her ex-husband. He had died suddenly of a heart attack, and she was so surprised. And he said, "Am I in heaven?" And she said, "Not yet. You have to spell a word." He said, "Oh, what word?" She said, "Spell Czechoslovakia." When I told that to Rick, he said, "I bet she went directly to hell." Beyond otherness. That's what we're talking about this morning. And so today we're looking at something greater. Something beyond being different. We all have differences. Age, height, color, origin, lifestyles. There is something more powerful beyond our individual selves. I believe we are given so many choices of differences that help us. It helps us to find our sameness and to discover something beyond that we think is different. Today, I'm going to invite us to take the limits off and raise the roof of our thinking. And let us each open to a greater sense of love, a greater glory that is available to and through every one of us. Are you interested?
Yes.
Good. Are you open to receive?
Yes.
How many aren't?
Are.
Okay, you can leave now. Surprised you, didn't I? How many of you are available, ready, open? Good. I love it. Beyond being different is a power. And this power belongs to everyone, a power that wants only yours and my greater good. Everybody breathe that in. Think on it. And while you're thinking on it, I have a story for you. And the story goes like this. Wealth is a matter of consciousness. And the French have a legend giving an example of this. A poor man was walking along a road when he met a traveler who stopped him and said, "My good friend, I see you are poor. Take this gold nugget," he said, "and sell it, and you will be rich all of your days." The man was overjoyed. He was overjoyed at his good fortune and took the nugget home. And he immediately found work and he became so prosperous that he did not sell the nugget. Years passed, and he became a very rich man. And so one day he met a poor man on the road, and he stopped and said, "My good friend, I will give you this gold nugget, which, if you sell it, will make you rich for life." The merchant took, the poor man took the nugget and had it valued and found it was only brass. So you see, the first man became rich through feeling rich, thinking the nugget was gold. I like that story. So we ask the question this morning, why, if it was worthless, did he become rich? Simple answer, because he believed. He believed he was blessed. He believed he was rich as soon as he received it. And so we often hear in Signs of Mind, we hear, "As you believe, so shall it be." By his belief, he impressed the law that we always talk about, and the law that responds with, "Yes, as you believe, so shall it be." Now, the man who took the gold nugget to be appraised, he needed to prove its value before he believed. He questioned the gift. The gift wasn't enough. It wasn't enough as it was given to him. He questioned, he doubted, he didn't believe in possibilities. Think about that. Do you question gifts that come to you? Have you ever doubted their value? What beliefs are you impressing upon the law? How blessed do you feel? I love asking these questions because I think that when we ask ourselves these questions, it opens us to expanding in a larger area of, oh, there might be something greater for each and every one of us to embrace other than what we have in the past. Yes? See, I am so blessed. I have some really great friends. And we have differences. We have differences politically, financially, lifestyle difference, and yet we find a great love that we share together. And we meet in a place called joy, respect, honor, that is beyond our differences. Everybody breathe into that. See, I believe that there is a place where no differences exist, where we are all part of one human family. Actually, this is one of the core values of the Centers for Spiritual Living, which we are a part of. And that core value is a world that works for everyone, not just a few, everyone. Where no one is left outside of ever, ever being valuable. Is there someone you exclude? Are you cursing someone maybe or something? Be aware. You don't have to raise your hand. Be open. Learn from it. Grow from it. And ask what it asks of you. See, where we focus on otherness, it takes us away from our own divine nature, our own divine self. Takes us out into kind of a desert. We're supposed to be different, unique, special. See, we're here, I believe, we're here to discover and to honor our unique self so we can learn to honor others. Every challenge brings growth. With our name on it, whispering, whispering, grow, grow, grow. And it happened to me this last week. I was challenged. And I happened to go shopping early before I came to the office. And I realized later, as I went through the self-checkout place, but I needed some help because I had a gift card. As I went through that, Spirit said to me, check your receipt. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever been so focused on a problem, an issue, an event that has taken you totally outside of yourself? Anybody? Good, it's not just me. I thought the amount was rather high, but I thought, oh, you know, I was in my head. La, 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 la. It even took me a day or two to realize that it had cost me, because I was in my head, $100. I thought, whoa, that can teach me to be present, to be available, to be on target, and how we can allow that problem outside of ourselves to be bigger than who we are. And I'm taking Prosperity Plus 3 with Mary Morrissey, and Reverend Susanna is leading it, and Mary Morrissey talks of her eagerness to meet the Dalai Lama, and she had one question for His Holiness. And she said, how do you do it? How do you deal with the Chinese so graciously, she asked, when they drive you out of your own country and they kill people who openly worship Buddhism? And His Holiness said, oh, sacred friends, people you love are easy to forgive. The one not easy to love or forgive, those are your sacred friends. Sacred friends, the Dalai Lama said, grows your heart. They ask us to be greater than we believe ourselves to be. Where is it that you do not believe yourself to be greater? And the Dalai Lama finished with, sacred friends, stretch us, ask us to grow. What in your life is asking your heart to grow before it costs you $100? If it is your life, if it is in your life, then it's there for you to learn. I could see that when that happened to me. It was there for me to learn, to grow, to expand. And let's not ask the situation why. Let's ask, what can I learn? What is this asking of me? And stop until you get the answer. We all come from the same Creator, made out of the same stuff. Everything is in our life for us to grow our love, to grow our compassion, to grow our vision, and to create a greater life. My opinion, that's all we're here to do. And when we face difficulties, we need to remember, this is not meant against me, against you. It is meant to grow you. Hallelujah. But the cool thing is, you see, is that we get to come to a community like this of family members and friends who get up and ask for prayer, who know that you will know the truth for them, no matter what they know for themselves. And we support each other in that. And God guides each and every one of us to a level of our own, finding our own magnificent divine self. When we turn our thinking to that higher consciousness, to the greater choices, we absolutely plug ourselves in to belief, to our beliefs in God's goodness for us all the time. Divine support is ours. We align with Source, rising our frequency, bringing us higher into that realm of infinite possibilities through spiritual principles of love, joy, compassion, and gratitude. And when I found myself in that place, I was thankful, even though, yes, it cost me some money. It isn't my last $100. Thank you, God. Do you see? I want to stop and be aware. What is this asking of me? What can I do differently that will expand my awareness, will grow me into a greater spiritual leader? I laugh sometimes. I say, oops, that's right, I'm a spiritual leader. Loving our differences is the highest praise we can give our divine creator. Today, I'm going to invite you to choose to magnify the divine presence within you. Like, you know, when you use a telescope. I don't know about you, but as a kid, I loved turning the telescope around to make whatever I was looking at smaller. Let us do the same with our problems. Turn our telescope around and see it as smaller, because that is what God sees in your problems. God sees your problems smaller than you can ever imagine, but we think it's so big. God. Staying in faith means we take limits off of spirit. We expand our awareness, we expand our opening to allow spirit to work in our life in a greater way. Beyond otherness, there is a field of faith. The divine is always greater, is greater in expression in and through and as each one of us. There is a place where only loving kindness resides. Acceptance lives, where we know only our best will show up. Here, we are totally and absolutely supported, each and every one of us, loved beyond our wildest dreams. So I'll close today with some quotes from our founder, Ernest Holmes. There is no individual good. Good belongs to everyone. Good fills itself as it multiplies itself. Therefore, there is no good that belongs to you and me alone. No final peace to us as individuals. The watchword is not exclusion, but inclusion. And the more good we release, the more good we experience. What is the key to living in peace? Inclusiveness. To bring everyone into love and the life of God, to see all as sacred and individualized expressions of the divine. Accept all with unconditional love. Invite and exclude no one, especially yourself. Let's take that into prayer. And so just knowing and accepting that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence, and it is the life that lives and breathes within each and every one of us. It is the beloved place where God shows up with our unique name on it. It is you and it is me. So today we bless all the differences, all the uniqueness that we each individually show up as. And we recognize that if God is infinite, so are we infinite in design. So we bless that in each and every one of us, in love, in gratitude, in graciousness, knowing and accepting that where there is a need for a revealing of a greater truth in your life, in my life, that we are open and receptive and available. magnificence, the beloved energy of the Mother, Father, God. Open, ready, willing, able to receive right now. The answer is already known. We open to that divine wisdom that lives within us. Allow it willingly, graciously, lovingly. Greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, for we are each and every one of us blessed and a blessing. Claim it now. Far beyond these words, the mystery and the miracles. It is innately our divine birthright. This is what I know. This is what I accept for me, for each and every one of us today. And so I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Why, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased, we accept it. We allow it. Just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.